Hello, everyone. My name is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And in today's episode of The Startup Chat, we're going to talk about what we've learned about podcasting, which in Heaton's case...
We haven't learned anything. I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And in my case, I've learned maybe two things.
Okay.
So
let's be a quick one.
That might be a much shorter one than usual. So here's why I want to talk about it. Number one, I get this question increasingly when I meet with other founders that have been listening to the Startup Chat podcast, is that they go, hey, Steli, I love the podcast. I'm curious, what have you learned about podcasting and is it working? And is it successful and how much shit does it drive for other businesses and how big is your audience and how can I do a podcast if I wanted it and should we do a podcast? So I get podcasting questions and I typically tell people two things that I've learned and I also feel like I've not learned enough, not as little as you think you've
Nothing.
Not learned. So I just want to explore this for a second. So here's the two things that I typically tell people that I've learned is since we started the Startup Chat. We're over 60 episodes or something. So the first thing that I've learned, at least important but still interesting to me, it was surprising to me how little analytics how stone age the podcasting world is still at in terms of what kind of numbers and analytics you get, at least from iTunes, right? So you post your episodes on iTunes and iTunes will tell you how many downloads an episode got. A download is kind of, you know, equivalent to an impression on a page, but it doesn't...
Well, how many do we get?
We get like 3,000.
Okay, because honestly, I don't look at this number and I'm an analytics dude.
Yeah. I don't look at this number regularly, but
no, I know, but I don't
you don't look at it at all.
Like,
at all.
100? Is it 300? Yeah. Is it 10,000?
So I think that, you know, the more popular episodes get like maybe 5,000-6,000, but the average is around the 3,000 mark. But you don't know how many individuals that like you can approximate how many people that is, but you don't really know because it's just impressions. It's not uniques.
And we don't know conversions to plays. Do we know plays anymore?
No, you don't know plays. You don't have any engagement number in terms of did they listen to the whole, how many minutes did they listen to? You don't know anything about what the fuck they did. You just, if you had a website and that website was your podcast, you only get your impressions.
Hits.
That's
it. That's
all. All you got is hits.
So this is personal for me because in 2005, we tried to do a podcast advertising network.
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I went deep into podcasts and understood it back then.
Holy fuck.
This is why I've always had like a slight aversion to it since then because it wasn't working and we were just very stupid. Like Michael Arrington mentioned our CPMs are higher than radio.
Okay.
And we didn't even know that.
Oh
like,
shit.
Like we didn't like, we were young and dumb. 2005, yeah. 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, so it's nice to know it's as stone age as I thought it was. I haven't really looked at it too much. I logged in once and that was when we were like at hundreds of listeners, right? A long time ago. I'll tell you why I think I didn't learn anything. And then you can probably, you have a second thing.
I have a second thing, yeah.
Let me
you chime in.
I haven't learned anything because the approach I take on stuff like this is I just want to feel it. I want to understand it. So I'm not saying I haven't really learned anything, but I don't think I've learned anything meaningful beyond I want to keep doing it. And I think that's really important from a product market fit standpoint, if you're looking at it like that, for something like this. I have to want to do it because it's something new. It's something that when we started it, we did it for fun. And I don't think we have intentions of turning it into a business, right? Maybe something will happen, but like our goals are just to have fun and chat,
yeah,
right? And
yeah.
Do it about an hour a week and make it easy. And it's been easy and it's been great. And I really enjoy it personally, but I haven't learned anything besides that. Like, yes, I do feel like there's been value for us because of it, but I can't say I've learned anything about podcasting except that I get to talk into Mike with Steli.
Yes.
And I didn't. Learned how to find your apartment office. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what comes to my head. And I don't know why, but I can't get beyond that.
All right, that's fair.
What's your second thing? Is that better than the first thing?
Oh, yes. Because the first thing is not
there's no fucking stats. So you can't figure out if it's better. So guess what? You probably need to figure out how to get more qualitative feedback. Which
yes.
I don't think we've been doing a great job.
No.
Right?
So
that would be my solution.
So, yeah. So what you do is, of course, you can ask for ratings and reviews. You can ask for people to email you and give you feedback.
We've done all that, and I'm sure that's led to some listeners. So we
yes.
have learned that when we tell people to review, if they like these episodes, they do review it.
Yes.
But we've offered an incentive, right? We said we'll get on a call with you or help you out, or we used to.
Yeah.
And I think we still do.
We still do.
We just aren't promoting it.
Yeah.
So for anybody listening, if you rate an episode, right? Hopefully highly.
Yeah.
But even if you don't rate it highly, that's okay. Tell us, right? or if you rate the podcast, I guess, you can email us and one of us is going to help you.
Yes.
We're going to get on the phone and we're going to help you. It might be 5 minutes, might be 15. It's up to 15.
Yes.
I've done it in five and people have been happy.
So. Yes. So we'll give you an office hour. If basically. You just take a screenshot, send us an email.
A few office minutes.
Minutes. Yeah. Yes.
And an hour.
And we'll jump on a call personally and talk to you and help you out in any way. And I think we also sent some people chocolates and a book.
Yeah, yeah. Like, your team's doing that. Yeah, so thank you.
We'll send you some random cool chocolates.
Maybe I need to get in on that.
So that's the one thing. But more importantly, the thing that I've learned about podcasting itself.
This is number two, right?
This is number two.
Okay.
Is that it's an insanely intimate medium. Probably the most intimate medium that I've ever worked with. Because when people listen to this, it's in their earbuds. It's in their head,
they're
basically.
Also like at the gym and stuff like that. I've
so
heard.
There's two things. Yeah. So
what do you know? Because I don't know enough about this.
So there's one is that you hear somebody's voice as intimately as your inner voice.
How did you learn that? Like, what I'm wondering is, like, what led you to that
what
conclusion?
What led me to that conclusion?
I'm not saying it's wrong. I actually totally agree, but so I'm just curious your thought process.
There was one key moment. Last year, I'm speaking at a conference in Boston. And
Business of Software.
Business of Software in Boston, which was a ton of fun. And there's somebody, I think I tweeted that somebody tweeted that I would speak there or something like that. And somebody on Twitter, Pinkman, said, I'm from Boston. I'm a huge fan of the Startup Chat. Let me know if I can do anything for you. I'd love to meet up for coffee or something. And I tweeted him back that I'm pretty booked out during that time. But if he's up for it, he can pick me up from the airport and drive me to the hotel.
Instead of an Uber.
We'll chat then, We'll have a coffee in the car, right?
Why not?
And he was excited about that. So he picked me up and we're driving to the hotel. And we were talking, chatting and everything. And once we arrive at the hotel, he turns around to me and he looks at me and he goes, dude, this is so weird. Like just having you sit here and talk to you, it's so weird because I have your voice. Like, I'm so used to your voice in my head. And now you're sitting here. Usually, I listen to the podcast in the fucking car. So now you're all of a sudden,
now you're sitting in. Oh, my God. Yes. You didn't take a selfie or a picture or something?
Yeah, of course. Okay, I took a picture. I posted it even on the Facebook group. So he's like, and now you're in the car. It's like, you know, so it's a weird. His reaction, I meet regularly people just like
that
know me from online and go, oh, shit, I love your stuff. But his reaction was just stronger.
Mind-boggling.
Yes, just strong. Nobody ever said, this is so weird.
Yeah.
So that was one key moment.
Interesting, yeah.
And then...
See, customer feedback. I like it.
And then the other thing, obviously, and this is also...
Wait. Listener feedback.
Listener feedback. And then the other thing is, you know, from my own experience, people built regular habits around listening to podcasts. So they might always listen to us when they're... I have people that tell me that they listen to us when they're in the gym or when they go on a run. Like, people build these habits and you all of a sudden you become part of that. And that's a lot different than people that might watch a video or talk or read a blog post once in a while. It's not as strong. They don't always read my blog when they're running in the gym. So becoming part of somebody's habit and making their workouts more interesting, or even like having somebody send an email when they don't get the episode. Like, people are like, with the podcast, it's interesting. We had this just today. One of our longtime listeners was complaining that the last episode didn't show up in somewhere in Sweden or wherever the hell he was. And people don't usually complain as much when your new blog post hasn't showed up as with the episodes, because they've built these habits and they want to have the newest episode. So I think that the relationship that people have to a podcast is more intimate because you're closer to their body. It's just in their head, and because they're listening on headphones typically, and because it typically becomes part of their habit and routine. So it's it feels like a much more intimate and a stronger relationship. So that was kind of a learning that I share with people that I personally had. Besides that, that's pretty much it. And, you know, there's not a lot more that I know about podcasting today than those things.
So we learned that it builds a more intimate brand, would you say?
I think
Is that how you describe it? Or you have intuition based on some
I
of
think
the...
a more intimate relationship with the audience than other formats. I think it's funny, even a video, you could say a video is audio and the visual, right? So shouldn't that be even more intimate? But the way people watch a video... is different from the way they listen to a podcast.
This is
in their ears.
This is like the transition from music to podcasts. Yes. Right? It's like happening.
And it's actually
other audio mediums.
And you could say, well, what if I watch a video on my phone? It's in my ears as well. But just by having something visual, it's different than when you just have the audio.
You're almost zoned out on something else physically and in front of you and with your eyes, but your ears are...
It mirrors the inner dialogue a lot more. Just it does. It does mirror because it feels like in your head versus whenever something is visual, it's externalized. It's outside your body and you just look at something. Yeah. So that's super interesting. I think also like the other interesting thing here is that we have a primary reason for doing these, which is that we value each other and we enjoy each other. We really much enjoy having conversations with each other. And the podcast was just a very convenient way to justify the amount of time we spent together.
That's exactly right.
Because I think if it was somebody else and that person was just as great, but not you.
Yeah.
And we wanted to do this podcast thing, but now it had lost interest.
I never thought I'd have a podcast with a sales guy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So
no comeback?
No comeback. Listen, people, because when you tweet to Heaton and you tell him on Twitter that you like when he and I fight on an episode, you encourage bad behavior, right? So I'm going to be the bigger man here.
Oh, man, you just trolled me, dude.
And allow him to take this win and feel great about it. But I want to tell you, you should, you know, carry some personal responsibility for encouraging that type of behavior to Heaton. He can't deal with that type of encouragement.
God, you got me. This is so true.
I think on a very personal note, we just want to hang out together. And the podcast is a great format to make us feel okay about the amount of time we spent together.
That's right.
If you took that out, then there would be no podcast.
Well, I mean, that's like the idea that like you have to love what you're doing.
Yeah. Right?
If we want to spend time and there's value for other people and even that enables us to do it, that's great, right? That's the reason we did it.
Yeah, and there's a shit ton that I've learned by the means of having conversation with you.
Yeah, likewise. Another thing, same right? here.
So if we only talked about bullshit and fun things, we would, again, run out of steam in the sense that we wouldn't be interested in keep having just stupid fun conversations. Yeah. But because
there's a dynamic,
and that dynamic leads us to conclusions and to lessons learned and to exploring certain things, and
personal
we enjoy
growth,
that.
Whatever.
And
we're growing with it too in that way, right?
Yeah.
Like, so it's kind
of
cool.
Well, I would say the majority of the time when we discuss a topic, it's not that you and I have already our 10 conclusions that we just want to share.
Oh, no.
A lot of times the things we are most interested in talking about are the things where we're not sure what we think about this.
Yeah.
And we're just like, there's something here. I've been struggling with this. Let's talk about it, right? Because the format of conversation between the two dynamics that we have, we learn something.
Let's do this. If that's true, then we can come up with a lot of stuff we've learned, whether it's from each other or just by doing this.
Oh, I love that.
So the one I got is, I believe because of your advice to me in that episode about public speaking, and I wouldn't even just say the episode, I think you did that to me even before that, without even it being recorded, I think, I am a much, much more engaging public speaker like you. I'm not saying I'm like you, but closer to like you, because I now even get it when people tell me about, like, I get on podcasts and stuff and they've already talked to you because, you know, you recommend me and all that kind of stuff and whatever. And I always get the, oh, Stelly's so great on stage. I saw him here. I did that. And I'm like, cool. Awesome. I want that. But now I feel like I understand how you're doing it. And I think I'm doing it.
That's
so
awesome.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I got so many things. I think, you know, what I've learned from you, I've learned very practically, I've changed my email behavior.
Cool.
So pushing people a lot more to stay in email, ask them a lot more to clarify things, not jumping as much on calls and things like that. So I've gotten better I've changed the way that I manage things on email.
Yeah.
I think I really learned to reflect more on how I give feedback in the sense that today I care about the person getting value out of it. So, and I take full responsibility for that happening, no matter who the person is.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in the past, I would just give my feedback the way I always do it, and you take it or you don't take it, it's up to you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But now when somebody doesn't take it, I see it as a personal failing. Like we spent some time and I had the opportunity to impact you and I didn't, so that sucks.
Yeah, it's your problem, not theirs.
Yes.
Like it has to be yours because they're asking for your help.
Yes.
That's the way I look at it. But yes. Like I know you, yeah.
So
that's cool.
So that's a huge one. And, and just in general, we talked about the self-awareness episode where we were talking about being intimidating or the way people perceive me being very different from the way I feel.
You are being perceived.
The way I feel I'm projecting myself.
Yeah.
So me telling people that they're wrong when they perceive me as this important person, or intimidating person, instead of just accepting that that's the reality and I need to adjust to it.
It's their reality.
Yes.
And if you don't adjust to it, then you're trying to change it.
Yes.
It's really hard to change people's reality.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that episode.
That was one of the episodes where until I brought that up, you were like kind of lukewarm and then you got all excited about
that's
it.
That's right. It clicked.
Yes. You know what? Honestly, not every single episode that we recorded, but I would say that about half of the episode at least, if not more, it would stay with me for a few days or the rest of the week until we meet again. So I'll linger on this topic more. I'll talk about it. It just helps me be more thoughtful about it.
We get to talk about things that I don't think talk about.
Yeah.
Right? Like I don't talk about a lot of these topics, half of them for sure.
Yeah.
And verbalize.
Yeah.
And I think verbalizing things is really powerful. I think that's definitely something that's been helpful. I'll give one.
Yeah.
I think you have gotten amazing at creating lots of content that's valuable for people. I don't think I taught you anything there because you were already really good at it, but I watched you do that. And it's like, what I learned from that is the way you think about doing more. Like you thought, and we both did it. It wasn't just you, but we talked about taking the chunks and all that. And I've actually started chunking a lot more stuff in the same way, which is like, it's just leverage. It solidified my leverageable thinking in watching you leverage content, but yet make it all valuable or as valuable as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Right. That's impressive. And it's something I admire that you were able to do.
I love it. The next thing is I've always tried to think in system or process or model, but I think during last year conversing with you, I pushed my way of thinking a lot more into thinking about what's the framework here? What's the model? What's the system versus thinking about it in the detail of the execution, chunking a lot or going a lot higher in the meta level and thinking, what's the system here? What's the model that somebody uses? And being more strategic about the way I approach things, so I'll look at things. And also, the other thing is that a lot of times, like our conversation would just stimulate oftentimes ideas for my business or my team. So we'll have a conversation and you walk out the door and I'll go,
hey,
all right, I'm going to send this guy an email and I'm going to
do the same thing. I'm like typing on my phone. Yeah. I'm like,
let's do this.
Good.
Let's
that
do that.
Yeah. It's motivating.
And you know, the other thing is it's brought, and I talked about this, the value of conversation. I think that for a long time, I've shifted the way that I spend time with basically spending all my time with my team and my family. And the third component is me teaching or giving advice to others. But I've gone away from having people I highly respect and having like regular conversation with somebody else. I don't take time as much as I'd like to just sitting down with another adult and just having conversation, challenging each other, exploring things, uncovering things, having enough time and having no agenda. Like the cool thing is we're doing a podcast, but you can tell our agenda is conversation. Our agenda is not podcasting.
Yeah, it's the enjoyment of the conversation.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And the value that creates in my life. A lot of times when we finish the podcast, we hug, you know, very empathetically.
Yeah.
And it comes from I'm so glad.
We did that.
We did this. I'm so glad we shared this hour together in good conversation.
Yeah.
With no real, there's a lot of purposes to it, but the real purpose is conversation.
That's right.
And I had forgotten how important this is. And I've never had like the experience of doing this so regularly with the same person.
Yeah, at a cadence.
Yes. So
that's good. Yeah. And no, agendaless, basically. Agendaless. Like between you and I are not trying to accomplish anything.
Yes. We're not trying to get something from each other. No, we're not necessarily doing this because
not trying to even convince each other. Yes. Right? Like, yeah, you believe something, I don't agree. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that's a right, because, right? Because almost all other business interactions that I have,
not like that.
They are not like that, right? There's usually people want something from me, or I want something from somebody, but this is different, and it's so valuable.
I find this really wild that you mentioned the conversation thing, mm-hmm. because for me, I've noticed something that only clicked as possibly related to this, probably is, which is a few things. So let me start with just a couple things that are in my head. So one, you and I are not alike.
Yes.
You and I are very different.
Yes.
Our values are probably 80 to 95% aligned, yeah. right? You know, but everything else is probably very
background.
Different.
Upbringing is just totally different.
Yeah, there's commonalities, but at the end of the day, it's fundamentally. I can even point back to why our values are probably the same, but that doesn't matter. Yeah. They're similar, so that's cool. But since we're different, I've learned through talking to you, I have learned to respect people who think differently than me much more than I used to.
Oh wow, that's awesome!
Right, so that's happened.
Yeah,
like in a way that I didn't click till now. The second thing that's happened is. I realized, and I'm just going to say it because you already said it, but I'm going to say it in a just simple way, which is I've learned effectively, for sure I've learned this, the power of conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's led me to do what I used to do, which I'm doing a lot more now, which is when we started our first companies, and I'm starting a new company now. Yeah. But when we started our first companies, or every company, I would get in this conversation mode. So I'm stacking, right? So mm-hmm. I'm talking to you a lot. Then I'm starting a new company, so I'm in conversation mode. And then even at the old companies, I'm in conversation mode now too, because what I realize is when I can just pick up the phone and talk to someone, because all my companies are distributed, mm-hmm. shit happens. It just happens. Like, we talk, figure something out, and decisions are made, because I'm very good at that, but I'm getting better at it now. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because of this, because most of the time when I pick up the phone, I'm talking to someone that doesn't think like me, mm-hmm. regardless of the values being shared.
Yeah.
Most of the time on our teams, I'm talking to someone, unless they might be new, that the values are for sure aligned, but the thinking is way different.
Way different.
That this has been really helpful in that. Yeah. So, and we're going to end it now.
Yes.
I'm going to do that today, right now. And I want to say one thing, and I hope people do this for us. We would love to get an email. If you're in the Facebook group, do it there. If you want to do it privately, Facebook messages. I want to know what you've gotten. If you've listened to enough episodes and you've gotten this sort of, I don't want to say specific value, because we learn about that a lot, right? People tell us, oh, this episode, this, that. I want to know what you've gotten to, if you've listened to like a dozen of these, or enough, right? Mm-hmm. Dozen for me would be not that many minutes, 2x. But enough of these where you feel like you've understood something or gotten some value more holistically, we both would love to learn that.
Yes. Because
that's going to help us make this better for everybody. Because I think that we're getting a lot out of it. I would love to understand if the listeners are getting like similar things.
I love it. All right. What's the email? What's your email?
hnshah@gmail.com. It's the same as my Twitter, and you just put Gmail at the end.
And for me, it's Steli, steli@close.io. Send us an email, ping us on Facebook, on Twitter, anywhere. Let us know.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you so much.